plate a potential nugget.
What are your insights around what it takes to build and keep that relationship over a, you know, over a decade? If you reflect on journeys that have lasted decades or beyond, what is it about the nature of the relationship that you've built with those organizations or individuals?
I think fortunately for us, the FC Bulka group was not a very glitzy, glamorous agency. We were not into winning big awards, stuff like that. But one thing we were very good at was, if we get an account, we will not lose the account. So whether it was Tata Motors or Zee or Wipro, ITC, of course Amul for many, many years, Abbott, ICICI Bank, these were all accounts which lasted, you know, they're still there, 10, 20, 30 years. The idea is, once you get a client, make sure you do what is right for the brand. Make sure to do your homework. Make sure to speak your mind. And make sure, and I've written a chapter there called Smoke Signals. Make sure to understand whether there are any smoke signals in your relationship. If there are smoke signals, you need to make sure you fix them. So one way of handling deep client relationship is that the relationship has to be at multiple levels. You cannot leave the relationship only to one person. It has to be at a CEO level, at a marketing head level, at a brand manager level. And therefore, you know if there are any murmurs which are happening. But the most important thing is, if you're sincere, you're doing good work, why will a client want to part with you? You know, they will not.
You know, the smoke signals also caught my attention. I was going to come to that anyway, but it's a good time to talk about it now. One is having relationships across multiple levels. Is there anything else that you've learned in terms of decoding the silence or decoding the sort of diminishing trust or engagement, as the case might be? What are the watchouts?
There's no one watchout, because each client dynamic is different. But I think the big thing is, your biggest danger is if people change. Okay, at least in our agency, a lot of us were constant, you know, and even one level below was constant. We don't change, right? But if there are changes in the client side, it means there is danger, right? So very often you need to figure out who's coming, what is his background, can you establish a relationship before he joins? One, you should have, you know, you may have a relationship with him before, which is good. If it is not good, can you find out and figure out what relationship, you know, whether you can build a relationship even before he comes. Once, if it's a stable team, the other important thing which the agency, and I think every company should encourage, is tell the people who are front-end running the account or running the client, give the bad news first. Good news can wait. So if you had a bad meeting, come and report it immediately. If you had a good meeting, you went and presented something, the client loved it, I'm happy to know that, but you can tell that to me on Monday.
There's nothing for you to do.
Yeah. But if you had a bad meeting, please come and share it immediately. And please remember, the fault is mine, the credit is yours. Right? So if there's any problem, if the client is very upset with you, I will go meet the client. So the other important thing which was inculcated was, if a client is upset, the senior will pick up the phone and talk to the client. You will not hide.
You will face the bullet.
Yeah, you will not hide. You will not blame the youngster for losing an account. So as a CEO, you know, you may be responsible for 5-6 accounts. And at the next level, so who's the guy responsible for the account? He has to have the guts to tell the client, look, I heard you're upset with something we presented. Can I come and meet you? And in a lot of cases, what we find is the head of the business doesn't have the gumption to go meet the client. Whether whichever B2B business you're talking about, whether it is coaching, consulting, you know, anywhere, headhunting, you know. You got to go to meet the client. So there's nothing better than, you know, just meeting a client, having a face-to-face meeting, you know. So
that's very interesting. We were talking about Govind, my ex-boss at Egon Zehnder. One of the things he would always say is, if I tell him a search is not going well, the first question he would ask is the relationship at risk? Tell me if it is at risk. Otherwise, you deal with it. And it's an interesting insight, right? I think at some level, you need to have the pulse on what matters.
True. As I mentioned in my conversation with Ambi, in my previous organization, Govind Iyer, the managing partner of Egon Zehnder in India at that time, would always make the distinction between an assignment, which is at best a P&L item, and a relationship, which is a balance sheet item. Of course, you need to deliver value over time to build and sustain the relationship. But making that distinction and ensuring that you make it safe for your team to report back any issues in the relationship front is critical as a leader, especially if you're in an advisory services business, whether it's law, management consulting, executive search, or executive coaching, or anything else for that matter. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by Theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.